Welcome to my podcast, American Tall Tales with Peculiar Pete. I'm your host, old Peculiar Pete. The best way to get acquainted with Davy Crockett is to listen to what he said about himself. "I'm a screamer," said Davy. By that, he meant that he could outshoot and outtalk anybody on the whole Kentucky frontier. And there were plenty of screamers there, take my word for it. "Well, my father can beat any man in Kentucky," Davy said, "and I can beat my father and run faster, dive deeper, stay under longer, and come out drier than any man this side of the Mississippi. I can carry a steamboat on my back and wrestle a lion. I can walk like an ox, run like a fox, swim like an eel, fight like a devil, and swallow a congressman if you butter his head and pin his ears back." Now, Davy was being modest when he said all this. He could do everything in the list and a lot more, too, as you shall see. In the days when Davy lived on the frontier in Kentucky and Tennessee, along about 1825, a man had to be a hunter if he wanted to eat. Davy was such a good shot that he never missed, and so he always had plenty of bear and deer and raccoon. But round lead bullets and powder for his muzzle-loading rifle were scarce. So Davy invented a way of getting raccoons without shooting them. One day, Davy had a raccoon up a tree. It looked so solemn that Davy couldn't help laughing. He just stood there on the ground and grinned, and the first thing he knew, he'd grinned that raccoon right out of the tree. He had it without firing a shot. Well, after that, Davy never lacked for meat. On a moony night, he just went out and grinned at raccoons. He even got so good that he could grin a panther out of a tree. Then, one day, Davy met another hunter in the woods. This fellow was taking aim at something in a black gum tree. "Wait a minute," Davy said. "Don't waste your powder. I'll grin that raccoon down for you." Davy braced himself against a log so his grin wouldn't knock him over backward and went to work. But nothing happened. Now the other hunter was tickled pink. The great Davy Crockett couldn't do what he'd bragged about. Well, after a while, Davy said, "I never saw such a spunk-teriferous animal in all my days." And he climbed the tree to look into the matter. When he got up there, he found he'd been grinning at a knot that looked like a raccoon, but he didn't feel too bad about it. He'd grinned every bit of bark off that tree. Now, Kill Devil was the name of Davy's favorite gun, and Davy was a mighty fine shot. But one particular day, he hadn't seen anything to shoot at. Instead of going home empty-handed, he decided to sleep out on a hillside and try for better luck tomorrow. He leaned Kill Devil up against a tree and hung his powder horn on a branch. Next morning, he shouldered Kill Devil, but there was no powder horn in sight. Davy looked around everywhere for it. He looked all day. He was still looking when night came and the moon started skimming toward him through the sky above the hill. There, on one sharp point of the moon, hung Davy's powder horn. The new moon had come by night before while Davy was asleep and just accidentally hooked the powder horn off the tree above him. Naturally, Davy grabbed the horn and after that, he shot 3 bears, 2 catamounts, and a rabbit. But from that day to this, he never hung his powder horn on a tree again. Now, Davy was mighty proud of Kill Devil and what he could do with it. He'd never been beaten in a shooting contest until one day he ran across Mike Fink. And even then, it wasn't a poor aim that made Davy lose. Mike Fink was a riverboatman, but when he wasn't working, which was when he didn't want to, Mike had to shoot his own groceries out of the woods. Davy spent the night in Mike's cabin, and the next morning, Mike showed he was a screamer too, just the way Davy was. "I've got the handsomest wife," said Mike, "and the fastest horse, and the sharpest shooting iron in all Kentuck." Well, this put Davy's dander up. "I've got nothing to say against your wife, Mike," he said, "for it can't be denied she's a shocking handsome woman, and Mrs. Crockett's in Tennessee, and I've got no horse." Davy didn't exactly like to call Mike a liar about what he could do with his rifle, but he did raise his voice a little when he said that he had his doubts. And then he added to Mike, "See that cat sitting on the top rail of your fence about 200 yards off? He'll have to start today growing a new set of whiskers." Then Davy took one shot and shaved the whiskers off one side of the cat's face as clean as if he'd use a razor. The cat looked up a little surprised, like as if something had tickled it. And while its head was turned, Davy shaved the other side with a second shot. "Talk about your rifle after that, Mike," Davy boasted. Mike wasn't worried one bit. See that sow and her pigs off at the farthest end of the pasture? Then he raised his gun. Off went the sow's tail. Then one after another, Mike shot off the little pig's tails. Now, let's see you shoot them back on, said Mike, feeling pretty proud of himself. Well, that's impossible, Mike, said Davy, and you know it. But you left one of those pigs about an inch of tail to steer by. If I'd be doing it, I'd never have made that mistake. Then Davy took aim and snipped off the inch of the tail. This made Mike kind of wrathy. He turned around and took aim at his wife, who was going to the spring for water. His bullet knocked half the comb off her head without stirring a hair. Then he called out to her to stand still so Davy could shoot at the other half of the comb. No, Mike, said Davy Crockett, my hand would be sure to shake if this shooting iron pointed within 100 miles of a woman, and I give up. That was the only time Davy Crockett ever was beaten at anything. But that still left Davy Crockett the greatest screamer that ever came out of old Kentucky.